Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Veterans Connect Radio, a spotlight episode that we do from time to time here on the Business Radio X network. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Today is Monday, October 3rd, and this is episode 16. And as always, or most of the time, co-hosted here by Brandon Skolnick. How are you, Brandon?
I'm good. How are you doing, Ryan?
Fantastic. And another weekend complete.
What'd you do?
Just out and about, trying to enjoy the weather and the beautiful fall temperatures
it was
here.
Beautiful.
In the Atlanta area. What about you?
Well, actually, I did some hands-on Atlanta work, volunteer work this weekend. So I did the right thing.
You did.
By my community.
How did you get involved with that?
Oh, I got sucked in by family members. So
okay. But you enjoyed it.
Well, I did. Yeah, right. You know, you kind of dig around the grass a little bit and, you know, pretend like you're helping the world around you.
So, right. It's good. Good. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that as the show progresses, as well as everything else that Brandon is doing out there. Let's remind our listeners to connect with us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at VetConnectRadio. We like to use the hashtag VetsConnect. And also on Facebook. Check us out there. We'll be doing some photos of our in-studio guests here today. And you can like and share those photos as you wish. So in the program today, we have an all-star lineup. Lots of guys in the studio today. A little bit later, we're going to get a chance to visit from a gentleman from the SBA, Mr. Jorge Valentin Stone. Also a gentleman from the Team Red, White, and Blue Atlanta in the Southeast Regional Program Manager, Patrick Griffith. And also Lornette Vestal, he's with the Sierra Club. We're going to talk to him about what they're doing for veterans out there. But first up, right out of the gate, we have a returning guest, Mr. John Phillips with Vetlanta. And he brought along someone with him here today, Patrick Haddock. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Outstanding.
All right, John, tell us, what's new with you and Vetlanta?
Well, Vetlanta, we are off and running. We're approaching our Q4 summit, which will be held on the 13th of October. We have three keynote speakers coming this time. It'll be at Southern Company, 13 October. It'll go from about 6 in the evening till probably 8:30, something like that. So our keynotes, we have Mike Roby, who is the veteran Georgia State Veteran Service Commissioner, appointed by the governor. Mm-hmm. We have a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Labor. Her name escapes me right now, but she's coming down from Washington, D.C. She's part of the Department of Labor. And then we have really the new number two person in the Wounded Warrior Project.
Number two.
The number one, the CEO, who's been in the job for, 2 months, something like that.
Wow.
He has a conflict and could not be here. He wanted to come. So he's sending his number two person down here to really address the crowd and let them know what's the Wounded Warrior Project doing going forward to basically clean up.
That's a good thing. Yes. Do we have any idea of how many members of the Vetlanta Club out there are actually wounded veterans?
You know what? That's a good question. I have no idea.
Well, we'll have to find out.
We need to find out.
Do a little bit of polling. Right?
We should. Yeah. Right. You know, and as we know, we have veterans of all generations, of all service branches in the club. Over 300 plus registered members now of Vetlanta. Is that right?
It's somewhere in that neighborhood. I know on LinkedIn we've got, I believe we're approaching 900.
Wow, followers.
Followers on LinkedIn and our group out there.
Brandon, are you following them on LinkedIn?
Absolutely, I sure am. I get their stuff all the time.
Good, good. So Q4 Summit coming up October 14th at the
13th.
October 13th, right?
That's
Make sure.
Is that a Friday?
Thursday
night. Okay, so we'll be out there. Veterans Connect Radio will be out there. I know Brandon will be out there representing. So we've been to a couple of Q summits this year already. So
we were out there at the UPS one. That was awesome.
That was a good one.
That was a great speaker.
We keep raising the bar. And I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure how we're going to beat the Q3 because I heard I wasn't even there. I was out fishing. Mm-hmm. But I heard it was outstanding.
Yeah. They did mention that, by the way.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, to the whole crowd, I think, right?
They did.
Yeah, made sure everybody knew where John was MIA.
That's it. Middle Fork River, baby.
Well, good. So, and you brought along Patrick with you here today. He's one of the original members of Vetlanta, right?
Yes.
Tell us how you first got involved and what you're doing for the group today.
Sure. So I'm an Army vet, and John and I met several years ago. We were both working for Coca-Cola at the time. And John had been involved in a lot of veterans activities at Coke and kind of reined me in to get involved as well because I was looking for an opportunity to do that. And together, we started our military veterans business resource group at the company. And it was the first time we actually had a structure around bringing all our veterans together and doing some work to support the community in that regard. And, you know, maybe a year into it, John came up with the idea that we need to engage other companies in the community to, you know, support veterans initiatives. And so I've been involved with that was the beginning of what became Vetlanta. And we hosted the first event at Coke, and I became involved then. And over time, you know, my leadership of the business resource group at Coke, I've been president of that group for the last 3 years, and it's taken up a lot of my time. But lately, there's been more opportunity for me to get involved with Vetlanta. And so they offered me a position on the executive committee, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah.
And it allows me to get, like I said, more involved in what they do and impact the community in a greater way.
Right. And they give you that cool shirt too, right?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
for $20.
Oh, you got to pay even if you're part of the executive committee?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to make
nothing's
your money.
Free, right?
That's right. Not in this. And so why is it important to you personally, professionally, to, you know, to give back to veterans and being doing so much, particularly here in Atlanta?
Yeah. So I think I mentioned a minute ago, I'm a veteran myself. I served in the Army for 6 years on active duty, and I'm currently serving as a reservist.
Uh-oh.
And, okay, Brandon, you're still in the reserves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right?
I am, so, actually, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Diamond awesome. Me out over there. So.
I've got a few more years to retirement. Not that I'm counting down or anything like that, but mm-hmm. it's been a fun ride. But one of the things that I was seeking to do when I transitioned to the corporate world is a way to regain that purpose that I had when I was in the military. And so working in the veteran community has really given me that purpose back. And so that's what's been my primary motivation to get involved in groups like this.
Very good. And we're glad you're able to be involved, and especially here today on the program, sharing your insight about Vetlanta. So what does Vetlanta, from your perspective, need more of?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think we've done a great job of over the past few years is providing opportunities for connection. You know, we've created opportunities for networking and for different organizations throughout the Atlanta community that maybe didn't know each other existed to become aware of each other and be able to connect in that way. And so now I think where we need to take that is build more of a business plan, more of a long-term strategy about how are we going to put the great things that we have created into more action in the community. And so we're currently working on doing that. That's one of the reasons why we've expanded the executive committee and we've put in some effort into creating a strategy.
Yeah, creating a strategy not only for the Atlanta area, but for larger, right?
That's right. One of the things that we've done most recently is connect with other communities in the U.S., to figure out how we can use the lessons that we've learned here in Atlanta and create similar organizations in other big cities.
Well, do you have any test cities going on right now or any cities you're talking to in particular?
Well, the last summit, they had, I think, about 12 different cities that had similar groups that stood up. And I remember Louisville being one of them that has one that's further along than most. Raleigh-Durham was another. John, do you?
Charlotte. And it really was brought to our attention by Soldier for Life. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, it was kind of amazing that these cities sent representatives here to the summit.
The city officials came down, like councilmen or you know, people on the Economic Development Committee.
Veterans that are in these cities that want to start doing something like we did, where, you know, we come together and, you know, you've got to extend this to corporate America, to colleges, universities, government, state, federal, right. things, just like what we've done here with Vetlanta. And they're really wanting to understand, how are you doing this and you're just a club?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not a 501(c), none of that.
Yeah, no donations, right?
No. We want no money. Right. We are apolitical. And but we have what we have in common is we're all veterans. We have a can-do attitude. There is a mission at hand that needs to be taken care of. We want to make Atlanta the destination for veterans to come to live and not just get work, but to get a career.
Right. Raise their families and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Well, I think other people coming from cities to see what you're doing is kind of a testament to what the progress that you guys have made so far. Yeah. So that's pretty amazing.
It kind of blew us away because we're like, how did they even hear about
it? Yeah,
us?
Of course.
That's one of your 900 wild. LinkedIn followers, probably. Right? Who knows? I mean, they got a social media.
Yeah.
You guys are all over social media. Oh, so I know people are following you from all over.
They get a spiffy logo.
Yeah. You know, that's I love that nice logo. Right. Yeah. I know. We're working on one for Veterans Connect here pretty soon. Yeah. We'll be
debut it.
Unleashing we'll that here episode. Real soon. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So, and then you have some other things coming up after Q4. You got this other event coming up, kind of new, different.
We do.
Yeah.
This was kind of a little brainchild of mine because I'm kind of the outdoorsy guy of the group. From the 9th to the 11th of December, we're doing Rally in the Woods. And Vetlanta is partnering with Team Red, White, and Blue and Sierra Club. And then my little organization, Boots the Loafers, as well as Live the Ranger Creed with Grant McGarry. I think he's been on the show
He's been on here twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of coming together, and we're going to go up to Vogel State Park, up a little south of Blairsville.
Okay.
And everybody kind of reeled me in. We're not going to do a full 3-day, 2-night backpack. Let's go hump the mountain type thing.
No, I'd be down for that.
No, I'd be good for that too. But so we're going to do a car camp
at
the state park, but do day hikes.
All right.
And just kind of go up and let's all meet each other and have some camaraderie, which is one of the things I truly miss on a daily basis, is just coming together and just being around my own kind, you know, and really just have a good time and get to know each other. So for this first trip, we're kind of capping it at about 25 people.
Okay.
I have a feeling more will show.
Right.
And that's fine.
And can you just come up for the day and hike around, or do you have to stay the whole 3 days?
No, I'm actually going to be there 4 days.
Okay.
I'm going up early.
All right.
Because I'm just
doing a little route recon.
Do a little recon activity, and plus it's get out of the house.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. But it is car camping, so Brandon, you can bring your cooler, you can bring your TV so you can watch the ball
guitar,
game, whatever.
Right?
Yeah, everything.
You sit around the that's right. campfire.
Hey, there's water and electricity at the campsite. Yeah.
Okay,
so come
great.
On.
So we're not you get to shower.
So we're pretending we're in the Air Force.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Air Force field mission going to Vogel State Park. Well, if listeners want to get more information, how to get signed up or learn about not only Vetlanta, but the Rally in the Woods.
Go to www.vetlanta.org. And just to give you a teaser, March, April 2017, Outward Bound Appalachian Trail.
Well.
Vetlanta. It will be a Vetlanta Appalachian Trail, Outward Bound North Carolina partnership.
Okay. Very excited. I've done some things through Outward Bound Veterans, so look forward to that, and I may get involved myself.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
So good. So remember, folks, Q4 Summit, October 13th, Vetlanta, and then the Rally in the Woods, December 9th through 11th. You can go to vetlanta.org to find any of that information, and we'll be there. So now one of your partners that you are with the Rally in the Woods has joined us again in the studio. So Lornette Vestal, how are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
All right. Thank you for joining us. You're with the Sierra Club.
Yes, I am.
And you are the Southeastern Military and Veterans Coordinator.
Wow. Yes, I am.
All right. How do you like being in that position?
It's a really awesome opportunity that I kind of just landed in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a chance to kind of connect with nature, but also hang out with awesome veterans. And since I'm new to the South, I'm surrounded by a sea of green.
Yeah, wow. So where are you from originally?
I'm actually originally from Chicago, Illinois. So I'm a Midwestern boy.
Wow.
So,
this is a
corn
stark change.
And flatlands and the Lake Michigan versus the mountains and
right, of course,
trees.
The foothills and all the green. Yeah, of course, I get it.
Well, he's a Navy veteran.
Oh, Navy, there we go.
Yeah.
So what you do in the Navy?
In the Navy, I was a civil serviceman, third class, and basically I worked in supply. So I was the person to get all the candy, soda machines.
Is that what the Navy gives out? Candy?
We got ship stores. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're on the you're in the middle of the ocean. I'm sorry, you know, Army guys.
He was everybody's buddy.
Yeah, I guess ready to eat meals. Yeah. You know, we were on a ship, you know.
Eating Smarties, you know.
Eating surf and turf.
But he's been all over the world, you know, different countries, traveling around on the ship. What was that experience like for you?
So I would want to tell people this, you know, the Navy always shows the cool jobs, people on the flight decks with the things, you know, and then the pilots and the Navy SEALs. And someone has to paint those ships gray. Mm-hmm. And they don't tell you about those jobs.
No.
Now, I didn't do those jobs. I was cutting people's hair. But
okay.
Wow. You know, it's a breath to Navy.
Yeah.
And the ocean is beautiful.
Is
and you realize just how the water is basically, it's like a blue ocean out
there. Did you ever get seasick?
My first time underway. Yes, yeah. I did. And all the salty sailors were looking at me and like laughing, like, ah, oh, it must be your first time.
Yeah.
And I had to take some seasickness pills and I got to sleep. I should have just pretended like I was sick all the time.
Yeah, right.
Got off duty.
It's a good way to go. Brandon does that sometimes on the show here. He shows up, pretends to be sick. Yeah, he didn't have to
take a nap.
So then you did some time in the Navy, saw the world, had a great experience, but then you found yourself in transition out of the Navy. What was that experience like for you? And then what were some of the thoughts you had and where to go next?
Yeah, so I had like, you know, being out in the middle of the ocean for months on end, you have a lot of time to think about life and your future. So but before I got out, I already applied to Northern Illinois University to get my degree in history and sociology. So I kind of had that path laid out for me, and I kind of wanted to make the transition to either be a social worker or educator.
You went back to school, and then you graduated from school and then found yourself in this position. Or is this your first job right out of school? Or did you?
Oh, no. I worked several years in Chicago as a social worker and an instructor in education. So this is a whole new field for me. I'm city boy.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say Sierra Club. Outdoors, a Navy guy, not really seeing the connection here, but somehow you found yourself wanting this position and kind of calling to you.
Yeah. Fortunately, I have a partner who works as an environmental attorney. She said that some of the big green organizations were looking to hire veterans, and I looked and saw the Sierra Club, and I was like, this is pretty cool. This is stuff I did on vacation, but I'm going to get paid to do this. You sure? And they're like, and they hired me. And tell people this, especially our veterans who are making the transition. Go to your interview, no matter how kind of relax the culture of that organization or company is, professionally dressed. That put me
some
over the hump.
Great advice.
Professionally dressed when you go to your interview.
Matter what organization it is.
Exactly. That's what they told me. Like, you're the only person we interviewed that wore a tie and a shirt.
Wow.
And that set you apart.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really did. And it's interesting. You're wearing a tie and a shirt to a Sierra Club interview. You think you'd show up in flip-flops and sandals, right?
Exactly.
You know, a tank top or something, an outdoors type of wear. Yeah. But dressing to impress really helped you. And so tell us about your day-to-day role over there. What are you doing really to help folks?
Yeah. So with the Sierra Club Military Outdoors Program, we're trying to build that. It's a national program, but we're trying to build it right here in the Southeast. So I'm all over the South trying to recruit volunteers, raise donations, and also get the word out about what we're doing for our military veterans community. And it's not just open to military veterans. It's open to families, active duty folks, and also civilians who are interested in connecting with military folks and veterans. We don't bite. We're nice. And just kind of connect. As John mentioned earlier, that camaraderie. So being out there in the wilderness, you connect with your brothers and sisters. We just did a 4-day whitewater rafting trip in the Dinosaur National Park in Utah and Colorado. And that was an awesome experience to just be out there with military vets who are still, you know, we had some reserve folks out there.
Okay, yeah,
right. Like Brandon and Patrick over here. And then we had some, I even found out that one of the guys on our trip was an Army guy, but he also transitioned from the Blue Navy to Green.
Okay.
And we served on the same ship. He just happened to be a little older than me. So he served in the 80s. I served in the 2000s on the USS Cleveland. LPD-7. So,
you're out there actually doing expeditions. You're talking to people, getting veterans involved, getting companies involved, looking for donations and networking. So it keeps you quite busy, it sounds like.
Yes, and we're also looking for folks to volunteer. One thing we do as a Sierra Club is train folks to be outdoor leaders to lead, you know, these all-out expeditions where we, you know, go to the Arctic Circle. Or it could be like something simple, like I did this weekend at Pine Mountain. We just went on a trail down there, about 3-hour hike.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful down in South Georgia, and it was great. So we're looking for volunteers and to become outdoors leaders, and Sierra Club will give people all the training they need to become competent. Well,
if that's Brandon wanted to be a volunteer, how does he go about doing that?
Is in the training is indoors, correct?
The training starts indoors, but you got to get outdoors if you want to go outside. So you can always check out on the Sierra Club website at sierraclub.org, and then look at the Sierra Club Outdoors and then hashtag / military outdoors, and then you can find all the things we're doing at the national level.
Yeah.
And locally, people can reach out to me at my email. So it's lornettvestal at sierraclub.org. So lornettvestal at the Sierra Club.org.
And we'll have those links posted up later on our website at veteransconnectradio.com. I'd like to lead one of those volunteer expeditions to the Arctic Circle.
Interesting. Yeah,
to the Arctic Circle. I would totally
do that. If you were to do that, I would go along with you.
You would. All right, you could be my official photographer.
Okay, that's fine with me.
You can take pictures of me all day long.
I can do a couple of selfies.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right.
But you know, there's a lot of organizations out there helping veterans connect with the outdoors, and it's a really great way to you know, come together as a team, work together, and then to get out in nature and kind of forget about the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So I think the Sierra Club, whatever you guys are doing, you know, it's awesome. And if we can help you further that message or amplify your voice, we'd be happy to do so. So thank you so much, Lornette, for joining us and also sponsoring or helping co-host this Rally in the Woods with John and Vet Lana and Sierra Club is Team Red, White, and Blue. And we have Patrick Griffith here today. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Patrick.
Yep. So I'm the Southeast Regional Program Manager for Team Red, White, and Blue. And Team Red, White, and Blue's mission is to enrich the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to their communities through physical and social activity. Mm-hmm. So right now we have about 110,000 members nationally.
Wow,
and some
are
CONUS because we follow the bases overseas. And right now, out of those in the Southeast, we have about 30,000 members with 40 chapters and roughly 300 plus volunteer leaders.
And how many in the Atlanta area do we know?
The Atlanta area has roughly 1,000 members.
That's fantastic. Wow. And that's veterans and civilians supporting, you know, veterans initiatives and veterans cause.
Absolutely. We are entirely inclusive. So veteran, active duty, guard, or reserve, or civilian, anyone can sign up. I always say 9 months to 99. And even beyond that, if you want to sign up for RWB, just go to the website.
Yeah, and you get the shirt, you get to get involved, you get stay on the email list. They're always putting stuff on social media. You know, I've been involved with Team Red, White, and Blue for a couple of years now. It's a fantastic organization for sure. And Brandon, I don't know if you knew this, but Patrick served on an EOD disposal technician.
Oh, really?
So he might be the smartest one of all of us because he knew how to get away from those dangerous moments.
Right, smartest or best looking, one of the two.
Well, you got that too, right?
It's arguable. Yeah, but that's great. You know, I was a SIAB guy, so what we would do a lot of time was hang out with EOD because you were a small element, we were a small element, and that's how we kind of got around.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but that's my EOD stories.
Yeah.
And so I got one more, actually. Ahead, they would take C4 and heat up their coffee.
With C4?
Yeah. They would light on fire a little bit, just a little bit of it, and then they light on fire, and they sit their coffee on top of it, and I'd say, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I said,
plenty of tricks of the trade that probably shouldn't be on national radio, but those happen.
Not appropriate.
That's right. Never done in here by any of our guests, just as a disclaimer there. So you did your time as EOD, then you found yourself in transition, ready to get out of the service. Take us back to that time, and what were your thoughts as far as where to go next?
So I did a couple of deployments, and I did about 5 years in the Army, and then my wife and I decided it was time to get out, and we said, you know, let's chase the big bucks and get out and see what's out there in the world. And I learned very quickly that in the outside world, the camaraderie that you find in the military is not really there on the civilian side. Mm-hmm. And so about 6 months into my corporate gig, I said, hey, you know what? I talked to my wife and we decided follow your passion and find something that you want to do for the rest of your life. And I found Team Red, White, and Blue, and I applied and I went through the process of getting hired. And when I was accepted into Team Red, White, Blue, I immediately sparked back the camaraderie that I missed when I was in the military.
That's fantastic.
And I believe it's the people really are what make the organization so amazing. Mm-hmm. You are immediately accepted when you walk in, whether you are a civilian, veteran, guard, active duty, reserve. It doesn't matter. Everyone is an eagle when they're in the organization, and you feel like that when you walk right in the door.
Yeah. So you felt a sense of welcomeness and a sense of camaraderie, and then knowing you're doing really good work to support your community and those veterans out in your backyard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Were you a member of Team Red, White, and Blue first, or did you hear about the job opening?
No, I actually heard about the job opening.
Not knowing much about the organization.
No, which was funny because after I got hired, Garrett said, have you signed up yet? And I said, no. And he said, you probably should sign up before you get to Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, that's funny. And you weren't originally from Atlanta, but the job brought you here.
No, absolutely not. I'd never been to Atlanta beforehand. Mm-hmm. I was in Florida living with my wife, and we took a giant leap of faith and said, okay, we're going to go all out. Let's go all in. And moved all the way up to Atlanta, got our first house, and I've been doing this for about 14 months and loving every minute of it.
Good. I know Atlanta's proud to have you and call you one of their own. Team Red, White, and Blue ATL is very strong. As you said, over 1,000 members. Something going on just about every night of the week.
Absolutely.
And weekends as well.
They come up to Kennesaw Mountain, too.
Yeah.
My neck woods. Yeah, I think Tuesdays.
Yeah, so. Kennesaw Mountain is about to change with the weather, and we're going to start going to the summit, which is the indoor rock climbing, because in the winter it gets so cold, they close down the summit early. So we're going to start doing rock climbing instead. It just a little bit of different. I always say, there's a flavor for everybody.
Yeah, of course.
So whatever you'd like to do, just go ahead and suggest it, and I'm sure there's people that'll jump on board.
Well, I was at the rock climbing this weekend, Saturday. Oh, love it out there. And certainly would like to have you guys come out. You know, work at the shooting range as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we need to do some sort of Team Red, White, and Blue event at the range one evening and make that happen. So we'll talk off air for sure. So, well, what's next for you guys for Team Red, White, and Blue in Atlanta? What do you need more of? How you guys doing that?
In Atlanta right now, we just finally got into a physical location. So
you have an office now?
An office,
where
yes.
is that at?
It's in West Midtown. It's 198 14th Street Northwest.
Okay.
And right now it's 5,000 square feet for Garrett and myself. But as soon as we get some partnerships going, it's going to eventually build out to a veterans hotspot. And it'll have a CrossFit gym, a yoga studio,
really?
Hot desks with free Wi-Fi for people to come in and do whatever
like
they need
this.
To do. It'll also end up housing Team Rubicon and the Mission Continues mm-hmm. as well. And it's going to be a one-stop shop for veterans yes. in Atlanta. And it's also the Southeast Regional Hub. So when we hold our leadership activities or our athletic camps, it'll be right here in Atlanta.
Well, good. You guys hopefully have some sort of housewarming, open house kind of party. We'll make sure we get out there and see 5,000 square feet, man.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Wow.
It's going to be quite the area when it's done.
You can have meeting space?
Meeting space, it's going to have a kitchenette. It's going to be the full shebang when it's all said and done.
Wow. Very cool. Awesome. We do some shows from down there.
Yeah, that would be good. Take the show on the road. Yes, you guys are more than welcome.
Yes, cool. So that's great. So the Team Red, White, and Blue Atlanta is expanding. I know nationally, you guys, your footprint, it continues to be stronger in all these different chapters around the country. And you guys have partnered up with Sierra Club and Vetlanta and LTRC to go out here. Are you going to be attending the Rally in the Woods?
Yes, I am. I will be out there. Yeah, I'm trying to get my wife to come out there as well, but that might be hard.
Your wife and the two dogs.
Yep, two dogs. Yeah.
What are their names?
Gracie and Cash.
Johnny and Cash.
All right.
Very cool. So, well, hopefully we'll see you out there. If our listeners want to find out more information about Team Red, White, and Blue, right away, how could they do so?
Yeah, so it's just teamrwb.org, and you can just search for Join the Chapter, and it will locate you to the closest zip code chapter that you have in your area.
Fantastic. All right, well, hang out with us
as we
now introduce our headliner here today. He's with the SBA, Mr. Jorge Valentin Stone. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fantastic. You learned anything so far in these last segments?
Yeah, I got to go hiking.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're invited to come on out, certainly, and we'll get you out on the trail. But what are you doing these days to help veterans?
Oh, what are we not doing?
Okay.
The SBA, one of its key programs happens to be a program for veterans. Actually, there's more than one. In fact, right now, and as of about 2013, the SBA has been involved in performing what is called Boots to Business, mm-hmm. abbreviated B2B, okay? And this is training to active duty military personnel who are transitioning out of the military, and it's a two-day, eight-hour-a-day training followed by 8 weeks of online training, and that online training is done with Syracuse University.
That's a very prestigious institution.
It is. And we just had our first reboot, Boots to Business reboot. This particular type of training is targeted to veterans, those who have already, in effect, transitioned out of the military. For whatever reason, they didn't or couldn't take mm-hmm. advantage of the B2B. So Atlanta was one of about 23 cities around the nation that just put on this program on the 21st and 22nd at the Fern Bank Museum of Natural History.
Wow.
And one of the keynote speakers was a vice chancellor of Syracuse University himself. So, and he happened to be a veteran.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Is that Mike Haney?
So, Mike Haney.
Mike Haney.
Yeah. How'd you know Mike?
I went to Syracuse.
Oh, we got a graduate over here.
All right. Mike Kane. Yes. He was here and he was speaking.
Wow. Yeah. How'd it go?
It went well. It very well.
Great. Did you have a good turnout?
Good turnout.
Wow. Awesome.
Very good turnout. And something I'd like to fall back on before we move forward.
Yes, sir.
The comment you made about your interview and being the only individual in a suit and tie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got a call many years ago when I first joined the SBA, and they wanted me to come in right away for an interview. And I told them, no, I'm not prepared to go in for an interview. He said, why not? Because I'm not dressed properly. He said, that's no problem. I said, yes, it is. So We agreed to do it the next morning. I came in suit and tie, and here I am 15 plus years later.
That's wow. fantastic. Okay. So there we have two yeah. testimonies here today that doing dressing sharply
dressing
is
for the...
Yes, is the way to go.
Dress there you go.
Good. Dress well, Bran is the better dresser out of the two of us here on the show.
Yep,
so,
I do. There's a lot of mirror time for me.
Well, good. So if a veteran's out there now, and they're, like you said, you got this reboot of the veteran program. Walk us through the steps of how to actually get involved.
Well, right now, reboot, like I said, we've only done one. That was just a couple of weeks ago. And we're in the process of preparing for more, but we want to take it out into the state. Right now, actively, all seven active military bases in Georgia, that's Fort Benning, the Marine Logistics Base, Moody Air Force Base, Robbins Air Force Base, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield in Savannah's part of Fort Stewart, and Fort Gordon in Augusta. Yep. And all of these military bases are actively putting on B2B trainings on a monthly basis, okay? And Georgia is one of the, what can I say, one of the highest achievers in putting on these programs since they started in late 2013, okay? So, you know, I'm particularly proud of that achievement because we've helped several thousand individuals, in this case, veterans or veterans-to-be, get involved in starting their own business, whether they start now or start later, but they know what the key objective is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, for all of them, I tell them, you need to have a PhD.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they look at me, really? 2,000-yard stare. I said, it's not that one. It's passion, heart, and desire or determination. If you've got it, go forward. If you don't, keep your day job.
Okay.
That's great advice. Yeah. You got a passion pushes you through all the stress, right?
It certainly does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's enough stress out there, that's for sure.
So from your perspective over the last few years, and as you see veterans transition into entrepreneurship, what are some of those common pitfalls that they're constantly making that you wish you could, you know, reach them all and say, please, don't do that?
Well, one of them is not adequately planning for their business. Mm. And you've heard the statement, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. And that's one of the things that I harp on all the time.
Plan for your business.
Plan for your business,
right,
whatever that may be. And I tell them to use a very simple, you know, you don't have to go in and do a 50. In fact, if you walk into a bank basically with over 10 pages of a business plan, they're going to smile when you walk out the door. They'll drop it in the garbage can. They don't have the time to review voluminous business plans. They want you to cut to the chef, be straightforward, but give them enough information so they can decide whether or not you're ready. You've got the know-how. You've got the passion for it, and you've got some money you can pour into it, because that's another thing, financing.
No.
And that's an area where the SBA, again, plays a very, very important role. We offer loan guarantees under our chief loan guarantee program, which is the 7A. The 7A in and of itself, you can borrow up to $5 million for your small business. There's not too many small businesses that I know that need $5 million, that's whether they'd like to have it, but then they don't want to pay it. That's part of the planning scheme.
Right. And you can help with that. So if folks come to you up front before they go to the bank.
Beautiful question. You just led yourself into this. The SBA has three technical assistance providers. SCORE, which literally stands for the Service Corps of Retired Executives. But when you say that, it really doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. What they are mentors to America's small business. And they will do one-on-one mentoring with you besides training classes that they do in addition to that. But the one-on-one mentoring is free to you however many times you need to meet with one. Sure. Okay? And we have several different SCORE offices throughout the state of Georgia. Most of them are built around, if you will, or established around the metro Atlanta area, because it's got about half the state's population in and around the metro area. And they're growing even faster in the metro area. New offices have popped up over the this past year, and more are coming during this very first official workday of the fiscal year 2017 is today.
Oh, October 1st.
October 3rd.
Okay? Yes.
So everything is being put, if you will, on top of the table, planning ahead. Now, I'd like to add this. I'm in the process right now of putting together a program for the week of October 31st through November 4th, Veterans Small Business Week. And I've already got a couple of maybe three entities that I've contacted. I need to follow up with some because they never called me back yet. We're looking to put on a venue, and my colleague here, Mr. Lindsay Williams, who is our public information officer, will be putting out, as soon as we have everything ready, on Eventbrite and Gov Delivery.
Okay.
Gov Delivery, which reaches out to some 65,000 businesses, organizations in the state of Georgia.
Wow. Okay. So we got a Veterans Week coming up at the end of October.
October.
Right?
And then we are looking to piggyback on an event that's taking place at Clayton State University. It's a Veterans Fair. And as soon as I get back to the office, that's my first follow-up call.
Okay.
Because this started last week.
Oh.
When we got the memo from D.C. headquarters that we needed to do something. So we're in the process of putting it together.
Wow. Okay.
Very exciting.
But we do, likewise, on a monthly basis, we do a Women and Veterans Federal Contracting event.
That's good to know.
It's free between 10 a.m. and 12 noon every second Thursday of the month.
Where?
At our offices downtown.
Okay.
All right.
And who's that kind of program designed for particularly?
It's designed for both veterans as well as women. But there are a lot of women veterans.
Women, but business owners too, who are looking business to get into the federal contracting arena.
Right. And one of the reasons, and I'm glad you brought up business owners, if you're just a startup, it's doubtful that you're going to be successful necessarily. You can be, but necessarily, because contracting officers in the different federal government entities and the military, Department of Defense, they're looking for a track record. They want, and they actually go and investigate. You said you did this for, you know, XYZ Hospital in Atlanta. They'll call and find out. Hmm. And what they're looking for, have you done a professional job in a timely manner and for a fair market value? What's the difference between that and the commercial sector? So what I'm getting at is what the federal government understands as fair market value is like instead of the chicken leg being round at the top, it's more or less square all the way through, you know?
That's not a tasty chicken leg, is it, when it's all square like that? Well, that's good. And from your perspective here in Atlanta, how are we doing? You know, you may talk to some other colleagues in other cities and such, how they're helping the veteran community. So for your thoughts on Atlanta, well, how we're doing.
Here's one of the things. I think we're doing very well. And one of the things that I've just finished putting in the latest data as of Friday. We here in the Georgia District Office for Veterans B2B Trainings over the last 2+ years, we have achieved 87 such trainings throughout the military bases that I mentioned previously, and we've reached out to several thousand veterans. What we don't have is the statistics yet on how many of those actually moved ahead to start their business.
So they attended the meeting, they used your resources, they came through your network.
Exactly.
But where they went from there, we still don't know.
We still don't know. Well, because if they disappear, in fact, a lot of veterans, they may transition out of the military in Georgia, but they may live in Colorado.
Right.
Right.
So we don't know what's going on in Colorado.
Yeah, well, I think even if they don't start a business, the training value, they can implement in whatever they go into. And you know, like Sheb True says from the GAVE program at Kennesaw State University, they say, he says, if they go through our training and they decide not to get into business, then we've also helped them from, you know, essentially exactly. making a mistake. So, you know, receiving the training, right. there's value there. And anybody that has the ability to go should go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At some point, though, too, the SBA's got to look back and kind of evaluate this program to see it's return on investment. So what are some of those kind of metrics you guys are leaning on to know this is working?
Right. We do have some metrics. I didn't bring them with me today. Apologize for that.
That's
but
okay.
We do have some metrics generally nationwide, and some of that may be broken down by state. And so I've got to look at that. Remember, we just closed out
the
year.
Right.
Fiscal
you just plugged it in. Right. right. So we'll have to have you back and maybe come back with one of those business veterans you've helped who's gone through the program, who then started a business and is lovely, be perfect. We'll be here in Atlanta too. We got to get that 360 view
Absolutely.
Of the whole program from beginning to end. Yeah, John.
I think, you know, the other, I would love to see you come to our summit that we have coming. Vetlana is comprised of veterans that work in Fortune 500 companies,
okay,
both federal and state government agencies. So one of the guys that's on our executive leadership team works for the Department of Labor,
okay,
and he's a vet. Colleges and universities, so we're connected with KSU, we're connected with Georgia Tech, very active.
Georgia Tech Procurement Assistance Center?
No, professional education.
Okay. Well, they've got a procurement assistance center at Georgia Tech, too.
Okay. Well, if whoever's got military connections or anything like that inside there. And then nonprofits. And the list is too long to even go into that. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of them. What I think you would be a great member is coming in to be from the federal government side, but a completely different avenue than DOL and VA. So as I said, for this summit we have coming up, here we've got the Georgia State Commissioner, Veteran Service Commissioner. Are you, I don't know if you're connected with him or not in his organization.
Georgia State Veterans
Yeah, Mike
Services.
Robey.
I'm not connected with the older gentleman who was there until
Pete
he was
Wheeler.
110.
Pete right. Wheeler. Yeah, he's his successor, Mike Robey.
Okay.
Is. So when you start to build all these things together with all these entities, it becomes very, very powerful. And what you offer for veterans is above and beyond just this is we're going to help you try and get a job type of thing.
Yeah,
it kind of goes down
exactly.
a different avenue. But one of the pillars that we have deals with business. So you would clearly be able to fall inside one of those pillars. And we would love to have you come out on the 13th. And it just witness what we do. It's incredible.
13th of this month?
October. Southern
okay.
Company.
I know.
We'll get offline.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll connect. That's great, though, that you can see them connecting here,
Absolutely.
Brandon. This is what we do.
And that's what we do at Veterans Connect Radio.
Yeah,
we get veterans to connect.
In the studio and on the air.
That's right.
That's cool. So what's next for you guys? Are you guys going to, you know, as 2017 approaches, are you trying to get and reach more veterans? How are you reaching these veterans?
Well, we're reaching them through the different training events that we put on. Mm-hmm. I mentioned one, which is our, if you will, core training in the office. But we also do something called I'm trying to think of the name. It just escaped my.
But don't worry about that.
We'll come back to that for sure.
The overview
of veterans programs and services. So,
good.
Yeah.
And if veterans want to learn more or get involved with all these programs you have, what's the best way?
To business. Best way, those that are transitioning out of the military, they're going to work with their TAP offices.
Okay.
Transition assistance.
So go to your TAP meetings.
Yes,
Brandon,
of course.
I know lots of Joes who did not go to them. They thought it was a joke.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, I'm ready to get out.
Yep, they said they were going, and then they'd sit up there in the barracks, play Xbox.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not cool.
This is their opportunity to take and sign up for the B2B, Boots to Business.
And
believe me, it's an intensive 2-day workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You walk out of there, you're going to know something, hopefully no more than what you did.
Fantastic.
Before you walked in.
Good. So they're doing great things at the SBA for those veteran entrepreneurs.
Don't be afraid of the SBA. That's what we've learned here today, right? SBA, you know, it sounds like some big...
We're here to help.
Yes. Yeah. You know, bureaucratic organization.
All right. And our final segment here, we'll talk a little more about Atlanta and what's coming up next. We'll also remind our listeners how they can find each one of our guests one more time. And so for us here at Veterans Connect Radio, we were on our 16th episode here today. We got a couple more. We should round out with 20 episodes by the end of the year. We're
That's
very
pretty
excited.
Exciting,
pretty happy. You know, we just started this with an idea earlier this this year.
February.
Yep. And we've had over 60 plus guests in studio now. And so look for more great things from here at Veterans Connect Radio. And then Atlanta as well. There's some other events coming up. Anything on anybody's radar they want to share?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
For Sierra Club, we got a couple things coming up in 2017. So the first one's going to be Sierra Club and Beer. So
Sierra beer, Club and Beer?
Free
Hold
beer on the Sierra
Stop the
Club.
Presses here. Where is this happening?
I haven't got the exact location, but that'll
tease.
Be very soon.
Yeah.
But it's going to be all about the Sierra Club Military Outdoors program and what we're doing locally in the Southeast region. And then for folks who want to become Sierra Club Outdoor Leaders, we're going to be on March 24th through the 26th, 2017. In the Smoky Mountains, we're going to be doing our outings leader training. So those will where people will be able to train to be take veterans outdoors.
Yeah.
And like our program is open to everybody. So active duty, reserves, and veterans, but also civilians who want to get involved. And the good thing about the Sierra Club is we have 64 chapters across the country. And our outings leaders who are civilians are more than happy to work with our folks who are transitioning to be Sierra Club Military Outdoors Leaders.
All right, Patrick?
Yeah, so when you're done with the beer with Lornette's mission over there, we have coming up on Veterans Day on November 11th, we have WAD for Warriors, which is just to bring recognition to Team RWB and veterans as a whole, where you will join CrossFit gyms in doing a specific WAD with Eagles, without Eagles, in gyms across, well, the nation and Atlanta as well.
And my CrossFit gym up in Alpharetta, CrossFit Passion, will be doing that.
Absolutely.
That
yeah,
WAD
awesome.
And November 11th this year. I know it's on a Friday.
Yep.
So may do that on a Saturday or something, but definitely go. You can find information at or Team RWB for more information where your local CrossFit box may be offering.
So do you guys do the WAD? Do you have to be a member there? Or do you just like walk in there and you say, I'm going to do this workout?
Yeah, no, it's open to the public. I know at CrossFit Passion, anybody can show up. The WAD, I think, is they do it every year. It's like Armistice Day. It's like 11-minute AMRAP with like a minute of silence and then another minute, 11-minute workout. So anybody can do it, Brandon. It's just push-ups and stuff. So
okay. 22 minutes of working out sounds pretty serious.
It is. It is very serious. We take it seriously here. So that's great. So if people can get involved more with Team Red, White, and Blue and the Veterans Day WAD for Warriors coming up.
Yes.
All right.
Very excited about that. And back to Lornette for a second. I would love to attend that next summit leadership training. Is there any other qualifications that you need? You just got to fill out
CPR
the application?
Or,
yeah. Anything like that?
No. If you don't have CPR training and wilderness first aid training, the Sierra Club will work with you. It's case by case basis because these things cost a lot of money.
They do.
And we do understand that, you know, each veteran, we have veterans like gentlemen in this room are, you know, very successful. And we have veterans who are making that transition and they might be young like I was, 22 years old. They might not have a lot of money at their disposal, but they want to get folks out. And we'll work people case by case to get them to our events.
Good. So we encourage folks to get involved with Sierra Club, with Team Red, White, and Blue. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to what I previously mentioned, and that is the federal government has an incentive program for contracting, especially for service-disabled veterans. The federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world in any given fiscal year, okay? And what they have done is separate 3% of their total overall budget to purchase goods and services from service-disabled veterans. They also purchase goods from veteran-owned, but the incentive is there for the service-disabled veteran.
Wow.
And just to give you an idea, in 2014... that fiscal year, just in the state of Georgia, they did over $970 million in federal contractings to veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's out of something like $90 billion around the country.
Wow.
Just targeting
crazy
veterans.
Money out there, Brandon.
Yes, there is.
Money to be made, too.
Money to be made if you're service disabled.
Does that make a difference?
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing that information for sure.
Thank you.
And back to Vetlanta one more time. We know that you guys have the Q4 Summit coming up October 13th, the Rally in the Woods December 9th and 11th, and still looking for more members, more people to join, more awareness overall.
Really, the big true to all of what you just said. We're looking for companies to step up and join us if you're not already belong to Vetlanta. Go out online at vetlanta.org, sign up. There is limited capacity at the upcoming summit because I think we know we can only take a couple hundred. Last I looked, there was what, 180, 160 signed up? We're getting pretty close to 200, but we'll take more signups because traditionally, you know, it's only like 60% of the people actually mm-hmm. show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, companies, it doesn't matter what size you are. You don't have to be a Fortune 500 to sign up. Everybody is welcome. We really want to, we're all about collaborating and bringing these organizations together from all of those different sectors that I brought up earlier.
Good. And there's heavy hors d'oeuvres that night, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not just hors d'oeuvres, but heavy. It says it on the e-vite. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Southern company is under a lot of pressure right now.
Well, certainly do encourage our listeners to go to vetlanta.org for more information there. And, you know, I think I learned here today, Brandon, hike more, dress for success, find your passion, and get involved.
Wow, those are some great things to have picked up from this meeting here today, or this show today.
Yeah, fantastic episode. Thank you to all of our guests for joining us here on Monday edition of Veterans Connect Radio. We'll be back in a couple weeks for another episode, so stay tuned for more. And you can always connect with us on social media. You can follow me personally, Ryan Redhawk, across all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and you can follow Brandon on Twitter, Vets in Startups.
Yeah, Vets in Startups, because Ryan got the cool name out of the group, so it's just that, Vets in Startups.
Got it, yeah, and you can connect with us in the program Vet Connect Radio. We'll be publishing today's show in about 24 hours. You can share and download from there, so stay connected and stay informed for sure. So on behalf of Brandon Skolnick, I'm Ryan Redhawk. We'll see you next time on Veterans Connect Radio.